What's good? What's good? We are back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, episode 146. Before we get started, don't forget the video version of my podcast goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And we also stream it live on Twitter as well. Twitter at Paul P Podcast, Twitter at Urban Obsessions, Twitter at Paul W Pickett, and Twitter at Promo Palace LLC. And it also goes to Rumble as well. Definitely follow on Rumble. Videos are already monetized on Rumble for day one, unlike YouTube, which requires 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers as well. Don't forget the video. I mean, the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Before I get started, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it sucks, I be dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Cali said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot, for it be sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That dizzle, that's right. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur. Mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Go to dizzlebrand.com. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles, click on our locations. Click on one of the top three links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, you can order the Dizzle brand merch as well, which you see me wear on this podcast. They got the hats. They got the t-shirts. And they got the hoodies as well for wintertime. Let me pull up last night's NBA scores. Or score, actually. Dallas got beat by Golden State again. This series is pretty much over. During the regular season, it's just too much. And I might just start doing the episodes during the regular season where I just go over the scores and the box scores and just give my opinion. That way I'll just keep up with the season, you know, more consistently, more thoroughly. I don't go off of the stats game like everybody else. I go off of the eyeball test. I go off, what have you done for me lately? Just like the music business. Wiggins put up 27 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block from Draymond. That's typically what Draymond does. Like Charles Barkley was saying, telling Draymond, like, why you always be shooting in before the game, working out the shootouts before the game, but you never shoot in the game. He's like, I shoot when I have to, Chuck, to win championships. Klay Thompson gave you 19, 7-3. Clearly, Klay Thompson is – I mean, Klay's been back a whole season now. Clearly, Klay Thompson is not going to be the same Klay Thompson from before. He's going to be more of a 19-7-3 kind of guy, which is still fine because 19-7 are good numbers in the NBA. Steph Curry, or should I say Chef Curry, native of Charlotte, North Carolina, gone raise up. 31 points, 11 assists, and 5 rebounds on only 3 turnovers. You got 10 points from Jordan Poole, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. I mean, when you got 27 from Wiggins, 19 from Klay, you don't necessarily need another 20-something from Jordan Poole. And that's the good thing about the Warriors. They got Wiggins, Klay, and Jordan Poole, which any one of those three should be able to put up 20 to 25 on a given night. Moses Moody got 16 minutes in. Jonathan Kuminga didn't play. Coaches, that's another thing. Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a real good player coming in the future. I'm almost thinking he's either going to be – he could be – they could trade Wiggins and he could fill that Wiggins spot. They're in a good position, man. Because even Clay, like, Jordan Poole should be starting over Clay. I'm sorry. It should be Curry, Jordan Poole, Looney, Green, and Wiggins. Jordan Poole should be starting over Clay Thompson at this point. And for Mavericks, you had 40 from Luka, but and Spencer Dinwiddie showed up finally. But, I mean, damn, Luka was a negative 19. Jalen Brunson gave you 20, but he was a negative 7. Dorian Finney-Smith hasn't really done much this series. He hasn't had no big games this series. You didn't get nothing out of Reggie Bullock. I'm not even going to say North Carolina going to raise up because he fell off that game. They just didn't get enough for the other guys, and they were just too many negatives going on, man. Spencer Dinwiddie was a plus two, the only plus on the team besides Frank Nikila. But Spencer Dinwiddie gave you 26 points off the bench. It's just too many minuses, man. And I'm guessing those minuses came from the defensive end. Luka had 3 turnovers, 2 blocks. That's the thing. 1 steal, 3. Not enough assists. That's the problem. There's not enough assists. Not enough assists, man. Where's the 10 assist guy? Like, look at Curry, 11 assists. Where's the 10 assist guy? Not enough assists. You got 5 from Draymond, 3 from, you know, you got 3 or more assists from multiple players on this team. This one, I mean, you got 3 or more, but just, like, where's the 10 assist guy? It just seems like a lot of ball hogging and showboating. Yeah, and the season's over basically for Dallas. But I'll wait till next game before I give my analysis of what they should do in the offseason. Let me get into this J.J. Redick and Bob Cousy. J.J. Redick basically came out a little while ago and said that Bob Cousy was being guarded by plumbers and firemen. Just to give you some context here. Yes, Bob Cousy was probably being guarded by plumbers and firemen. That's only because Bob Cousy was one of the guys who was helping to launch the NBA, get the NBA off the ground. I mean, they literally just started. It wasn't like they were making a shit ton of money. So they had to work as firemen and plumbers and other things. And let's not forget that baseball players, when they were first starting, they weren't getting paid a lot. They had to work other jobs as well. Every sports league, NFL guys probably had to work other jobs as well. The first NFL guys, yeah. But Bob Cousy hit back and said, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, we must have the best firemen and plumbers on the planet. Now, I don't know if Bill Russell's game would have translated to nowadays, but I know Wilt Chamberlain's would have. You're not going to tell me Wilt Chamberlain couldn't put up numbers nowadays. If Wilt Chamberlain was averaging 40, 50 points back then, you're not going to tell me Wilt Chamberlain couldn't put up 20. I'm going to argue that Wilt Chamberlain would have a shit ton of rebounds, man. Let's look at Wilt Chamberlain's size. Bombada off of Kodan. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is 7'1". Like, let's pull up his basketball stats. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50 points. And averaged 50 points a game 1 year. I don't see the rebounds. He averaged 50 points a game on 50% field goal percentage. They don't got his rebounds. Maybe they didn't count rebounds back then. I don't know. You're not going to tell me that Wilt. He's the only guy that's ever averaged 50 a game. You're not going to tell me that he wouldn't average 20-something a game. He was 7'1". And we also got to take into account if he's playing in this time, he's got all the benefits of all the things that everybody else had. That everybody else had. Oscar Robertson, this is the thing. Oscar Robertson was the triple-double machine back then. It wasn't until Russell Westbrook that anybody did what Russell Westbrook is the only person on the planet that's done what Oscar Robertson has done. Average a triple-double in a season. Not only one season, he did it multiple seasons. I mean, Russell Westbrook is the Oscar Robertson of this generation, and he's way more athletic than Oscar Robertson, and look how long it took him to do it. And nobody else did it. LeBron, I mean, we got to stop this narrative, man, like that some of these guys wouldn't have made it in this league. Bob Cousy's passing, some of the passes he does nowadays that he was doing, nobody's doing nowadays. And, yeah, he was dribbling the ball with one hand, but we got to stop acting like nowadays he wouldn't have been dribbling with two. And they couldn't stop him with just one. They couldn't even stop him then. He was only – think about it. He only dribbled one hand, and he couldn't even stop him. You know, Pistol Pete. Like, I know that's not in that era, but, like, Pistol Pete started some of that flashy. There's no Magic Johnson without Pistol Pete. You know, we got to forget that there is none of these other cats sometimes without these cats before. It's like how we do a hip hop, you know. There is none of these other cats without Run DMC and LL and Beastie Boys and Africa Mabata and Cool Herc, you know. And I get what JJ Redick's saying. To a sense, he's right. They were plumbers and firefighters because they didn't work as full-time athletes. But why didn't they work as full-time athletes? Because they didn't get paid enough to work as full-time athletes. And they got paid enough, they wouldn't have been firemen and plumbers. You know? And J.J. Redick, of all people, really doesn't have a lot of room to walk on. J.J. Redick was pretty much a role player his whole career. J.J. Redick has never been an all-star, a star player, this idea that a role player is criticizing star players, I mean, that's that Patrick Beverley shit. Like, okay, I get a little bit where Patrick Beverley comes from. I mean, it's like Trae Young. Chris Paul is so small. You're really going to dominate him on defense pretty much most of the time. But Chris Paul did make first-team all-defenses. And why did he make that? Because he put in a lot more effort than a lot of smaller guys probably. Like Trae Young doesn't put as much effort on the defensive end as Chris Paul has through his career. And that's most of – defense is nothing but effort. We got to stop acting like defense is nothing but effort. James Harden could have been a hell of a greater player if he put more effort on the defensive end. There's plenty of players I've seen that put zero effort on the defensive end. Steph Curry puts a lot of effort on the defensive end. He's just not that good because of his size. That's the thing. Like, defense is 99% effort and 1% skill as far as I'm concerned. It's like the rap game. They say it's 90% business and 10% skills. That's what defense is. 90% effort, 10% skills. So yeah, JJ Redick. I don't know about that one. What else we got on here? All right, so we're gonna get into some political ones. But before I do that, matter of fact, oh man, you know what? And I actually got to download the videos I want to add. So while I'm doing that, Hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe. Don't forget that the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And then I'll take it and I'll stream it live on three of my accounts, my Twitter accounts, which is typically Twitter at Paul P Podcast, Twitter at Promo Palace LLC, and Twitter at Paul W Pickett. And I think two of the videos I wanted to react to didn't send to my email. So I'm going to basically just react to these two, and then I'm going to get into a topic. Before I do that, though, I want to bring up this whole Georgia voting laws. And you remember when they were saying, like, the Georgia voting laws were racist and they were going to prevent people of color from voting? Well, it was all horseshit. It was all bullshit. Because if there's record breaking, and you could Google this. You can Google this, do your own research. Record-breaking voter turnouts. If there's record-breaking voter turnouts, then there's no way that the voter laws made it harder for people to vote. I repeat, follow with me, dumb, non-common sense having, idiotic, stupid, moronic people. Follow me. If there was a record-breaking turnout, then that means that the rules had zero effect on making it harder for people to vote. And you know what's racist about it? Like, they sit there and say, oh, the voter laws are racist. The voter laws are racist. It's going to make it harder for people of color to vote. No, what's racist is you trying to imply that my friends of color are not smart enough or educated enough to get a voter ID. Okay, and everybody has to get a, if you want to buy, if you are 18 and older and you want to buy cigarettes, everybody on the planet in America has to get a driver's license or a picture ID. You have to get one regardless. If you are 18 and over and you don't have a picture ID and you get stopped by the cops, they can take you down to jail just because of that. And pull up prints and everything. It, by law, you have to have a ID. And okay, if you want to buy alcohol and you're 21 and over, guess what? Everybody has to get an ID. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, purple, pink, green, blue, orange, yellow, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's so many things that require ID. Let's pull up the things that require an ID. If you want to be an adult in life, it requires an ID. If you want to rent a house, an ID. If you want to buy a car, an ID. And guess what? Which requires an ID. Yeah, because you got to have a driver's license. Yeah, you got to have a driver's license to get the car insurance. Okay, now alcohol, ID, cigarettes, ID. If you want to open a bank account, guess what? You got to have ID. Can't just walk up there and say, I'm Joe Schmo. I'm John Doe. Hey, if you want to apply for food stamps, guess what? You have to have an ID. If you want to apply for welfare, guess what? You have to have an ID. You want to apply for Medicaid or Social Security, guess what? You have to have an ID. Apply for unemployment or a job, you have to have ID. So, when people, if people don't get a job, if people can't get a job because they don't have ID, we're going to blame racism on that? No, we have to blame common sense and stupidity. You want to rent, buy a house, or apply for mortgage, Wow, who would have knew? You need an ID. You want to drive by or rent a car. Who would have knew? You need an ID. Hey, guess what? If you want to fly an airplane, you can't just go up there and say, I'm John Doe or Jane Doe. You need to get an ID. Who would have knew? If you want to get married, you have to have an ID. Who would have knew? You want to purchase a gun? Oh, yeah, because I purchased a shotgun. I sure as hell didn't walk up there and just say, hey, I'm Paul Pickett. I want to buy a shotgun. No, I had to show a freaking ID. Wow, if you want to adopt a pet, who would have knew? Unfortunately, I got my dog from a friend. But if you want to adopt a pet from an actual shelter, who would have knew? You have to have ID. You can't just go up there and say, I'm John Doe or Jane Doe. Who would have knew? If you want to rent a hotel room, you have to have an ID. I could have told you that because I stayed in a hotel. Me and my dog stayed in a hotel before I got hit by a car because I got kicked out of I was staying with somebody. They kicked me out at midnight and I had to find a place to stay like that, you know what I'm saying, overnight. So I just moved into one of them hotels that charge you weekly or monthly, you know. Guess what, though? I couldn't just walk up there and say I was John Doe or Jane Doe. Well, I wouldn't say I was Jane Doe because I'm not transgender. Apply for a hunting license. Who would have knew? You can't just go and shoot ducks without getting in trouble for it or shoot deer. You got to have a ID. Apply if you want to go fishing. Who would have knew? You can't just go fishing anywhere. If you get caught, you got to have a fishing license. And to get a fishing license, who would have knew you had to have ID? Wow, you got to have an ID if you want to go buy a cell phone at the cell phone place. I would have never known that. Who would have knew? Guess what? Visit a casino. You got to have ID. Pick up a prescription. Got to have ID. Hold a rally or protest. Who would have knew? You have to have an ID. Blood donations. Have to have an ID. Yeah, well, when I donated plasma back in the days, you could just go up there and say, well, this is John Doe or Jane Doe. Buy M-rated video game. Guess what? You got to have ID. If you want to purchase nail polish at CVS, you got to have a motherfucking ID. I knew that one because I think I saw it last time I was looking at this, but who would have knew? Purchase certain cold medicines, ID. Oh, but not to vote. We don't want to make sure that the proper person is voting, that it's, you know, and this idea that can't be no fraudulent voting going on is horseshit and BS because the president has been bought before. Well, if we could buy a whole president, you could buy a whole president. You're not going to sit here and tell me somebody can't rig elections. And they've rigged elections in Mexico and other countries before. This idea that you can't rig it in America is horseshit. It's complete bullshit. And I'm not saying that the election was the last election was rigged. I'm just saying this idea that it's not possible is horseshit or bullshit. Everything is possible. All right, let me pull up and I'm going to react to these videos. But before we do that, how about a word from one of our sponsors? That is if the video loads up, and here we go.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
Once again, thank you to my lovely spokesperson, beautiful spokesperson. That's right. If you need marketing promotions, go to Promo Palace LLC or promopalace.biz. I am the owner and operator of promopalace.biz. If you want to promote your music, product, brand, or service, check us out. We got press releases. We do SEO. We do social media ads, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, playlist pitching, blog placements, record pool placements, and much, much, more. Pretty much the octopus of music promotion and one-stop shop for all forms of marketing and promotions. All right, so let me pull up these libs of TikTok. I'm going to start reacting to these libs of TikTok and give you my opinion and reaction to these.
All right, guys. So I have been put in the position to dead name and misgender students for the last few months or whatever since I started working at my current school corporation. And today was the day that I resigned. I was called in and they said they had had a meeting with the superintendent or assistant superintendent and the school lawyer. And that while they are here, while the students are with us, we are acting in loco parento, which apparently means that we are acting in place of the parents. And so therefore we have to abide by parent wishes when it comes to preferred name and pronouns, which just like isn't true. So because of this, I have resigned. I am queer. I am lesbian. I am non-binary. I use she, they pronouns, and I will not be put in a position to feel like I'm going against my own community, and I will not feed into misgendering or dead naming. It's not something that I will do.
Okay, first reaction. The way she rolling her eyes like crazy. There's a couple of things I want to say. Yes, if like that's the thing. That's why they don't have religion in school no more. Because if, say, you're a Christian and the kid's a Muslim, you don't get to try to force Christianity upon that kid. If their parents raised them Muslim, that's what their parents raised them. When they become like, you know, when they're old enough to think, that's the thing, man. When this idea that when, you know, kids got the freedom of choice of adults is BS when they're being raised. Like, if the parent decides they want to, like, whatever religion the parent wants the kid to be, that's the parent's choice. The kid doesn't really get no choice. You know why? Because the kid can't go out in the world and feed itself and take care of itself and pay all the rent and all the bills. If you can't mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially take care of yourself on your own, first of all, you ain't got freedoms of the choice to do whatever you want. You ain't got the freedom of choice to do whatever you want. If you can't take, I pay all my rent, all my bills by myself. I make all the decisions by myself, all the choices by myself. But if I had a roommate, they paid half the bills. And no, I don't get to make, I don't get all the say-so, you know. And kids only get some say-so on dictating their life under their parents. Like, so if their parent, like, raises them as a Muslim and they send them to school, you try to indoctrinate Christianity, yes, that parent should be have a right to be upset. You know, they have the right to be upset. And once that kid turns 18, they're going to have a right to choose for themselves anyways. I was raised Christian, but my grandma took me to church every Sunday. And I enjoyed spending time with my grandma. I enjoyed going to church with my grandma and, you know, going to breakfast and going to lunch afterwards. I think that's really was. I just enjoyed going to Bojangles with my grandma, going to lunch, just enjoyed, you know, my grandma playing the grandma role. But so yeah, if parents, you don't get to force your indoctrine on kids when parents have clearly already made the minds up of what direction they want their kids to go to. Like my sister, they're real religious. They're like Christians. And if you try to force Islam on her kids, they're going to have a problem with that. And they have the right to, because they've raised their kids a certain way. And they're the ones that take care of their kids. They're responsible for their kids. And their kids are extremely smart and well-behaved. And she teaches them right. She teaches them right. Another thing, she said, go against her community. Well, guess what? The kids you're teaching are not part of your community. And you don't get to force them to be part of your community. You don't get a doctrine of being part of your community. And then another thing, when she said my pronouns are she and they, Who the hell wants their kid being taught by somebody who can't even speak proper English etiquette? That's another thing we gotta. So when she said she quit, good. You know why? Because I know my sister, who I have, what, a niece and two nephews. My sister wouldn't want nobody teaching their kid, her kids, improper English etiquette. Them and they is not used for one person. It is used for a group of people. So that's another thing. Why do we got people who don't even speak proper English etiquette teaching kids in the first place? They shouldn't even be getting a job. They're not qualified to teach. Nobody is qualified to teach a kid if they think that you call one person them or they. No. That's not what English says. That's not what proper English etiquette says. So if they don't even know that, then they have no business teaching the kid. You know, you shouldn't be forcing, like, another thing, like, sexualities should not be taught towards kids, period. Okay, the only person should be having a talk with their kids about the birds and the bees and anything dealing with sexuality is their parents. If their parents ain't had that birds and the bees talk, you definitely should be having the birds and the bees talk before their parents. And you should definitely be getting permission from the parents to discuss these things. As far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be talking about anything that has to do with the birds and the bees in school until kids are probably in middle school or junior high school time. Elementary should not be talking about the birds and the bees. No school should be talking about that. That should be strictly the parents. Some parents might want to wait till after elementary, so you don't get to dictate that. This is the problem. People think they get to dictate how kids being raised now. That's all it is. They want to dictate how you raise your kids. You know, it's just like you can't even whip your kids nowadays if you get locked up for abuse. But some kids they need a more severe form of discipline or punishment than other kids. You know, I've seen some extremely bad kids growing up that just needed to be disciplined different way. That the typical ways of disciplining kids wasn't going to work on them. So what do? Something else, you know. And that was a time back in the days that nobody could tell anybody how to whip their kids or beat their kids or punish their kids. Now government's trying to dictate everything. Man trying to dictate everything about your life. That's all it is. This is mankind trying to dictate things, you know. And these pronouns, thee, they, them, it's a trend. Most of these people are going to grow out of this. I guarantee half of them will grow out of it. They'll be like, nah. You know, I've changed since I was young. I don't dress the same. I don't think the same. Ever since I became self-employed, I'm definitely nowhere near the same person. You know, but yeah, teachers should not be trying to force their views and thoughts and doctrine on kids. Yes, she should have quit. And if she shouldn't have quit, she should have been fired. Because I guarantee there's going to be plenty of parents that are going to be highly upset with that. And then, you know, like, what does pronouns got to do with educating kids? Not a damn thing. And you're making up these pronouns as you go along, you know. So she could roll her eyes, she could stomp her feet, you know, but it's good thing she quit. You know, all these other ones need to quit trying to force indoctrine. Any teacher that's sitting there trying to tell the kid, calling one person them or they, has no business teaching in a class. You need to go back to elementary, kindergarten. You need to do that all over again yourself and learn proper English and etiquette. You know, so there's that. Let's get to another one.
Since my name is Reed and I use he, her pronouns. And so I thought I'd share a little bit about how per's pronouns work. So per is a neo-pronoun that comes from the word person, which is why I really like him. The objective form of per is per. The subjective is per. Possessive adjective and the possessive pronoun is pers. And the reflective is per self. So my dog uses she, her pronouns, and she's not here right now. But if she was...
Whoa! I don't need to hear no more. My dog uses she, her pronouns. dog can't speak, you freaking idiot. There's no way she's using pronouns. And you guess what? I've always sat there and thought, I wonder what my dog is thinking. But in a million years, we'll never freaking know. We have no clue what the dog is thinking at any specific time. There's no way to know. Oh my gosh. I've heard enough. That's it. I'm done. We're ending this podcast, this episode right now. We're ending this episode right now. I can't hear no more. I can't hear no more. I mean, did this bitch really say my dog uses pronouns? Your dog don't even know what pronouns is, you freaking jackasses, you morons, man. See, please tell me she doesn't really believe this shit. If she really believes this, there's no way this chick has a boyfriend or a girlfriend for that matter. Hold on a second. I got to put my hat back on. I can't even point at her right. This chick right here. This is how the statement that all people are created equal, God created us all equal, or whoever created us all equal. That chick right there just proves that that is a complete lie. When I always say if we were all created equal, I would be 6'9", 250 pounds. That means I would be the stature of LeBron James. But I didn't know anybody could be that dumb. There's no way. You're not going to tell me that I'm equal to this chick. That she's equal to me. She's my equal. No way. Know how that anybody that says their dog goes by pronouns is equal to me. No, I'm sorry. I'm calling it. You're beneath me. If you sit there and you say my dog goes by pronouns, you are beneath me because you are a freaking jackass, a moron, an idiot, no common sense. You have maybe half a brain cell left. Half a brain cell left. I mean, I'm a dog lover. I got a dog. My neighbor's got a dog. My other neighbor's got a dog. I got mad love for dogs. But stop, man. You don't even... Plenty of times I look at my dog like, I wonder what she's thinking. But I have no clue. This idea that you know... But all of a sudden you know what your pronouns your dog wants. No. That's the pronouns that you gave your dog. That's the pronouns you call your dog. That's not the pronouns your dog goes by and addresses to themselves. That's the pronouns you address to your dog to make you feel better. To make you feel better, you got to not only got to have your own pronouns, but you got to make up pronouns for your dog, your probably your fish, your bird, your pet rock. You know, these jackasses probably make up pronouns for their freaking pet rock, man. I can't even look at this chick no more. If this chick was the last woman on earth, the last woman on earth to have sex with, I probably would just jerk off for the rest of my life. I would just have to jerk off for the rest of my life. You couldn't pay me all the money in the world to have sex with that chick. I don't want to get rich that bad. It's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Your dog goes by pronouns she, her, per. And that's another thing. These per pronouns, they were made up last week. They were just made up last week. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Thank God for Libs and TikTok. We sit there and like people think that these content creators and these podcasters, when they're out here talking about all this craziness going on, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about crazy chicks. This, I guarantee that chick is probably like, she probably like a daycare worker or a teacher or something. A social worker or something. Like a kid, a person like that has no business teaching kids. If she literally sits there and believes that her dog goes by pronouns and addresses themselves by pronouns. No, that's the pronouns you made up for your dog that you call your dog. Your dog don't even know what the hell those pronouns mean. My dog only knows what 2, 3, 4 words mean. She knows what treats means, outside means. She knows what sugar means. And she might know what bad girl means, or bad. That's about all she knows. She knows treats. Watch. I'm gonna... Pop up. Want a treat? Pop up. Want a treat? She's playing hard to get. Come here. You want a treat? Yep. There, yep. I just heard it. I just heard a little thing. Come here. Come here. You want a treat? Oh, what do you know? Treat. Treat. Pop up. What's your pronouns? She don't know, but she knows treat. She knows treat. And guess what? Hold that thought. And while we're doing that, we're going to pull up a video. And I'm going to give you another word from a sponsor. We're going to play the other Dizzle brand sponsor commercial for you. And I'm going to go and I'm going to get my dog a treat. And we're going to come back and we're going to end this episode.
Me and my team are never been link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. Now wait and listen, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the Dizzle.
That's right. It's the Dizzle. Once again, do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. And actually let my, had a friend over, one of my old rhyming partners for my group, New Litter, which is where New Litter Apparel come from. And I let them have the Dizzle, the rest of my Dizzle, and my Dizzle bottle. And they compared it to Hennessy and Hypnotic. So I don't know if that gets people any more excited or less excited, but they compared it to Hennessy and Hypnotic. The Dizzle. I never really had a Hennessy Hypnotic, so really can't go off of that. I really can't tell you, but yeah, that sounds like good news. That sounds like a good review for Dizzle. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations, get your very own bottle or bottles, 21 and over, shipping and handling included, and get the Dizzle brand merchandise as well. And as you see, dogs don't know pronouns. Dogs know words like treats and outside and sugars. As a matter of fact, let's do that one. Puppy, come here. Come give me sugars. Come give me sugars. Come here. Give me sugars. Come on. Give me sugars and get a treat. Come here. Give me sugars. See, give me sugars. Up. Oh, see, give me sugars. Yep. There you go. Dogs understand sugars, treats, outside, and maybe bad girl. That's about it. But if you ask them their pronouns, what's your pronouns? They look at you like you're stupid. You know why? Because they should. Because if you ask them what their pronouns are, you are stupid. You're a moron. And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Paul Pinker Podcast, episode 146. Peace. And I'm